More than 27 aspirants have so far picked up nomination forms to contest the various national executive positions in the NPP. Nominations are opened up to tomorrow, and the party has scheduled the 7th to 10th of next month for filing of the forms. Director of Elections of the NPP, Martin Ejekwesa, told Radio Ghana that the caliber of people who have picked up the forms so far presents the delegate a difficult task of making a choice. He spoke to Agatha Samoa.
The nomination commenced entry. It's open until the 29th of January 2014, that is Wednesday. Then between the 7th and the 10th of February, all applicants will have to return their forms to file their nominations with the party so they can be slated for vetting between the 12th and the 13th of February. And then on the 1st of March, the elections come. All forms going for various categories or positions sold for 500 Ghana cedis. Now, with the filing of nominations, the chairmanship position and all the other vice chairperson attract a filing fee of 5,000 cedis. Below that, you have the general secretary position. Now, from the general secretary, organizer, woman organizer, down to treasurer, all will be paying 300 Ghana cedis as their filing fee. So far, 27 applicants have offered themselves to be elected as national officers to serve this party.
And are you expecting more people to pick up forms?
Exactly. With the high numbers that turned up today, I expect it to go up to some higher numbers as tomorrow comes to a close.
But do we have any names of who have picked the forms?
Yes, I can say that for the chairmanship positions, you have Mr. Jacob Echevillante, you have Mr. Stephen Intim, you have Paula Foko, you have Mr. Fred Owari. If you come to general secretary position, you have Mr. Kojo Osefriye, alias Sir John. You have Mr. Kwabena Ejapon, and you have Mr. Nkabie Efa Date. If you come to the woman organizer position, you have Madam Mawusi Nundeko Awiti. You have Madam Otiko Afisa Jaba, and you have Madam Tina Mensa. If you come to the vice chairman position, you have the Honorable Freddy Blaine. You have Mr. Sheikh T.B. Damba. You have Mr. Fredua Anto, FF Anto, former Shanty Regional Chairman. You have Mr. Sami Crab. There is one Hajia Fati. And a host of them. If you come to the organizer position, Alhaji Mokhtar Bamba, you have Mr. Hussein Adoye. If you come to the youth organizer position, there is Emmanuel Atefa Danson, and so on.
Looking at this caliber of people, does the atmosphere and turnout indicate how competitive things would shape up?
I think so. NPP delegates have a huge task because you have lots of quality materials that are turning up. So I expect this particular race to get much more interesting and exciting, as all of them are of equal competence and equal solidity.
Mr. Ejekwesa also indicated that the current national executives are not playing any role in the conduct of the elections. His comment is in reaction to calls by some aspirants on incumbent officers seeking re-election to resign in order to ensure a level playing field.
There is a National Executive Committee. The National Executive Committee is one of the highest decision-making bodies of the party, and they have set up a National Elections Committee. At the moment, no serving national officer has anything to do with the process that is underway. There is rather an independent body that is manning these elections. That committee is under the chairmanship of Mr. C.K. Tedam. C.K. Tedam is the chairman of the National Council of Elders. Our other members of this committee are Mr. Ayukwe Ochu. You have the Most Reverend Asante Enchi. You have my good self, our secretary and member, Madam Cecilia Dapa, former Deputy Minister of Works and Housing, Catherine Afiku, Mrs. former MP. You have Mr. KK Sapon, quite a number of them, very reputable people, who are, more to speak, running the party in terms of the elections, together with my directorate.
Will the outcome of the party's regional contest have any influence on who gets the national executive slots?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. These are elections of their own, on their own merit, okay? The issues for me that were at play in the regional election could vary at the national level in many, many respects. So I do not think that whatever results that came up at the lower level may necessarily culminate in one way or the other in deciding who gets what and what becomes what at the national level.
NPP's Director of Elections, Martin Ejekwesa, talking to Agatha Samoa.
Meanwhile, a political scientist from the University of Ghana, Lagos, Dr. Alidi Seydu, says the pattern of voting in the NPP regional elections could reflect in the party's national election on 1st March. He said the fact that only 3 out of the 10 regional chairmen were retained sends a strong signal to the current national officers.
Definitely, that's going to be the case because most of the electives, the current crop of electives, relied on the old faces that voted for them in the past election. So if we're going to have a lot of change, about 7 regional chairmen lost their election out of the 10 region, and we also have new faces, if these new faces are going to vote based on competence and not based on what, factionalism in the party, then it's going to have a lot of impact on the elections that we're going to have on March 1st. But if majority of the people who won belong to one particular camp and they want to vote similar way, then it means that most of the current crop of executives, especially those who have openly campaigned for one particular candidate, are going to suffer a lot of pressure.
That was a political scientist from the University of Ghana, Lagos, Dr. Ali Desedu.